What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got callers waiting on the line. We're going to start with Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I haven't called in for a while, but I have a comment, and I want to get your response, obviously. But I don't know if this is a good thing or kind of scary, but I realized I had your 800 number memorized.
Okay, well, I still have to cheat and look at the sticker up here, but then I'm an old guy.
No, I think you're that was a great exchange with Justin from New Jersey and that the other caller yesterday. That was kind of neat,
Dave,
how you put him on there. And
I got a lot of positive emails about that.
Yeah, I think it reflected a lot of people's feelings. But, it's great. I like those live exchanges and people that are waking up. You know, my question is, I'm sure you're aware of all this Q stuff. I don't hear you talk too much about it, but, you know, it's all the rage on the Internet everywhere you go if you're in the alternative medias, whatever you want to call that media, the other side, whatever. But they're all just, Q is Trump and Trump's associates, and there's a bunch of them. And, you know, I really honestly believe that, I don't believe, but I have a suspicion that this is just a big psyop. Because, the reason why I say that is, Trump has surrounded himself with nothing but Zionists. He really has. His family, this Jared Cohn, everywhere you go is Zionist, And
yes.
What I think is happening, Michael, and I'll just say this, and then I want to get your obviously I called to get your opinion, but I think this is just a play people along until they decide to pull the plug. I think Trump is, as much as I voted for him, my wife did, we wore the T-shirts, I'm starting to feel kind of stupid because, if it looks like a duck, he's done some great things, but it really, when you look at it, it's a Zionist agenda. It's, it really is, and you can't get away from that. And I think that's really what this is. It's just a ploy to keep the goyim, chomping at the bit, thinking they have a savior, a new messiah, Donald Trump, and look who he associates with. Look who he's got surrounding him, and who he's married, his family's married into, Ivanka and the whole thing. And it just kind of makes me sick to my stomach. It really does, because I feel played for a fool. And I just want to get
I share your concerns about Q. In fact, when I was on the Jim Goddard show the other day, he sent me a video that is a promo of Q and what we're going to do. And it starts out, it's a very well-produced video, good production values. And it starts out with a really nice overview of everything that's gone wrong with this country. Then it veers off into this thing about how we're going to take care of these bad people. We're going to get into their computers. We're going to expose all the dirt and on and on. And immediately the alarm started sounding. And I agree with you that it appears this whole Q phenomenon is being promoted to get everybody to sit back and wait for a hero, because as kids, we're raised to believe there's a hero coming to save us. It's the Lone Ranger or Batman or the Green Lantern or Flash or any of these other heroes. I mean, look at the movies we get today. It's nothing but remanufactured comic books. And I think it's a psyop to basically get people to stop thinking about taking a more active role in trying to restore the country. And that was my opinion. The second issue, of course, is if you're planning on coming for the elite's computers and everything, you don't broadcast it to the world.
Yeah. I'm so glad you didn't. You say what you feel, and that's why your show is so great, because you're your own man. But, I feel that it just makes me kind of sick, and I feel like if anything was going to happen, it would have happened now. And I realize keep your friends close, your enemies closer, and all that kind of stuff, and whatever you want to call it. But to me, this is just it stinks. It really stinks. And you look back at who's loaned him money. From who's the Secretary of Commerce, the who he just put in charge, I forget, but you owned him $1 billion. I mean, he is so tied in with these Zionists before and at, before now and before. He is so tied in economically and financially with Zionists, with people, like you say, the Israel first. And that's what this is really about. But the good thing is I'm hearing a lot about this, Mike, on the Internet, I'm sure, is because of guys like you that are waking people up. And I'm not blaming all the Jews. We know it's not the Hasidic Jews, and we know, you know, it's not the, you know, this and that, but it's a gang of Zionist mafia that has taken control of our government. You know, and anybody that ever questions that, just look at that standing ovation, broke the record in history with Netanyahu standing up there and everybody but Rand Paul meekly trying to clap. I mean, that tells you everything, and it just makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach that people are that, well, I guess I'm stupid too, but, you know, I mean, it's a scam. It's a psyop. This, you know, hey, you know, if, hire Rand Paul. If you're really serious about this country, you want to get it back and hire guys like you. And, you know, that's all.
Or Larry Klayman. You know. Get Larry Klayman up there to be the new attorney general.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But, you know, maybe he's playing 4D chess or 8D chess. Whatever. There ain't no such thing as 4D chess. You know, I mean, it's just a dog and pony show. You know, to me, that's what I think it is. I hope I'm wrong. I'm optimistic like you, but, you know, this is just, something stinks. It really stinks.
I'm not optimistic. I think this country is headed for a fall. I think that description that came out of the Kyoto News, supposedly originating in China, about, you know, a failing super state, that's exactly what we are. And, you know, we're hideously in debt. Our economy is hanging by a thread. We're mired in all of these wars all over the world that we can't get out of. And I think we're headed for a Soviet Union-style crash. That's what I think is really going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. And I will say this, that I'm your age, and I know I have your sympathies.
Yes.
But I will say this, that, you know, whatever it is, I've talked to a lot of people. I've, you know, obviously family and friends have been alienated because they don't want to hear this stuff. But you know what? We can say we die with our boots on, bro. And that's all I got to say. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network and back to the phones and Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Keith, are you there? Oh, we lost him. All right. Well, he was just there a minute ago. Over in California, as you know, they have declared themselves to be a sanctuary state. Through Senate Bill 54, which Nancy Pelosi was all in favor of, you know, we're going to be a sanctuary for illegal immigrants, all of which is a Title 8 violation. But they've hit a bit of a roadblock because there's a gentleman named Don Rosenberg. He's a retired publishing executive whose son Drew was killed in 2010 in a car accident involving an illegal alien who had been granted temporary protected status. So Rosenberg, who's a lifelong Democrat, mind you, is spearheading a drive to get a ballot initiative on the ballot this November, repealing Senate Bill 54. And I bet you he's going to get a lot of support from that. So back to the phones. Fran in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Actually, it's aloha nui nui, but I haven't listened to the show for a long time. But this morning I was reading a headline about YouTube censorship, essentially, and I'd like your take on that. And I wanted to say just one thing about the increasing rate of suicides of the young people. Well, if these young people are any aware of what a mess things are, maybe they don't want to play this game. It's terrible. We're a mess. We're so screwed up, it's just terrible. But anyway, what are your thoughts on this YouTube censorship thing?
Well, first of all, I want to respond to your comment about suicides increasing. And I think it's probably more likely that more and more of these kids are being given these prescription psychiatric drugs. And if you actually read the package insert on these medications, it says in really, really teensy type, this drug is known to trigger suicides. So there's that issue. So getting on back, I'm sorry, what was the other issue we were talking? Oh, YouTube censorship. We're now getting confirmation of something I suspected for a while, which is that Hillary Clinton is seriously considering running for the White House again in 2020. And she knows that the independent media and the internet is where she lost the election, because we were putting out the various memes about her, stories about all the Gates, Chinagate, Whitewater, all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s and the Iran-Contra scandal. And we had an impact. We did have an impact. So I think Hillary's very liberal friends in charge of corporate social media are starting the process now to make sure that by 2020, there will be nothing on their platforms but high praise for Hillary Clinton and nothing good about any conservatives. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, they kind of, well, the article I read on MSN was something about, you know, making sure that their content was essentially in the same vein as the mainstream or something. And I'm going like, oh my God, what are we going to do with the independent media of all kinds?
Well, again, the mainstream media is heavily liberal, and the fact that all of these social media companies, their censorship systems are clearly targeting conservative points of view. Twitter's filtering is filtering out conservative comments. And so, yeah, they've decided they're the new mainstream, that liberalism is now the mainstream, and there's no room in this country for conservatism, and they're on the attack. And that's why we need to start using and supporting alternative means of social media. And I'm still working on getting LiveTube up here so that I can get away from YouTube, because I understand they're censoring my videos and broadcasts now.
Oh, fine. Well, thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is about to visit London. And there's been a big stink over this balloon that has been granted permission to fly over. I think it's the Parliament building is where they're going to anchor it. And it depicts Donald Trump as a crybaby in a diaper. And it's caused a lot of controversy. A lot of Londoners think it makes them look childish and foolish. But already we're seeing indications that there is an organized effort to try and get some kind of rioting going. And the U.S. Embassy in London is warning Americans in the British capital, keep a low profile during Trump's visit because of the major protests that are expected. I wonder if Soros has anything to do with any of this thing. Over in France, apparently, Macron is feeling the pinch from a scandal involving a 15,000-pound pool. And basically, he ordered the pool to protect his wife from nosy paparazzi, who can be annoying. But as a result, his poll numbers have taken a major dive, because the French voters don't think that is a decent use of their money. Now, had he used his own money, it would have been completely different. And I know how annoying the paparazzi can be. Been there, done that, didn't buy the T-shirt. Here in Hawaii, we actually have a law, because we do have so many celebrities who live out here and want to be left alone. And the law is, if they're out in public, on the streets, they're fair game for your camera. But if you poke a lens over a fence into their property, you are in big, big, big trouble. All right, let's take another phone call. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Sorry to bother you twice in one day, but I'm No,
yeah, that's definitely against the rules.
I know it is. Brother, I'm rolled under the Hillary bus again. My lawyers tell me not to speak about this openly. So I've got to be careful about what I say. I have spoken freely on RBN and told the truth, as you have. But
yes,
I'm under a little bit more of a microscope because I'm in their, I'm in their orifice. You know, I'm in the Ozarks. I mean, I am the heat of the fire here. You know, I mean, I've beaten them in Arkansas. I've beaten them in Missouri, lost in Missouri. You know, we fought so many fights. Well, this Hillary 2020 thing, dude, there, can you believe this, man? And so now I am under injunction. And I can't tell you what, I can't tell your listeners what I want to tell them. So, but they're so wise, and I know they're going to hear this. This is what I want to say, Mike. Every dollar you drop on a Walmart counter, 5 to 7 cents goes payroll. The rest is immediately exported from your hometown and cannot be used. And you won't hear this anywhere from me, which is why they're shutting me down. Cannot be used for reinvestment in, you know, your kids' futures, a local business, maybe a downtown revitalization project, maybe a project, you know, maybe anything. All the money's gone. Every time you line up and drop your dollar at Hillary's Walmart store, which is what it is, you've got to know what it is. I have to be careful here. I'm walking
okay,
a fine
Dave,
line, Mike. I'm probably...
Dave, yeah, I'm saying you're walking
over the line.
Okay. I presume that since once she was, you know, she was on the board of directors, that she probably still owns a large block of stock in Walmart, and
no,
maybe
it's
that's
worse
what
than
you.
That, Mike. No, brother. Let's go ahead and let the listeners know. You know, Winthrop Rockefeller, get that name, was the governor who turned over the governorship to Bill Clinton, who was a nobody, you know, barely elected as attorney general. And he served 5 terms. Nobody will admit to ever voting for him in Arkansas. Served 5 terms. Hillary and Bill met Walton, Sam Walton, who, by the way, had insight that we didn't have because he was a captain in the U.S. military intelligence before there was a CIA.
Okay, Dave, you've only got 2 minutes left. 2 minutes.
Mike, this is probably my last call. I love RBN. Folks, if you tell the truth, be prepared to pay the price. I've done it. I've beaten them, but they're fighting back. Hillary 2020, Mike. Dude, they are on the assault. Can you believe we elected a president who said, oh, you'll be in jail, and then put Jeff Sessions in, then didn't fire Rosenstein, then hasn't done really anything to correct?
No,
they got
him. He's a disappointment, you know, but it would have been worse if Hillary had won, and it will be worse if Hillary steals the White House in 2020. And so I thought we were through that crisis and I could kick back and relax and, you know, be Claire's roadie and everything.
Too,
and now
dude.
All of a sudden we're back in the fight.
Too, dude, but, yeah, man, I did too, but I'm like one of the first under the blitz. So, you know, I mean, this is, they are trying to roll up opposition early. You know, I mean, the communists could not steal the last election. It's not, I don't even know if they're communists, Mike. I can't put a name on it. They're demons, the demonic front that wants to destroy all of humanity, you know, mop us up. They're determined, and I'm under injunction, so I'm limited.
Okay, well, Dave,
I'm not even,
Dave, I'm going to let you go. We got to do a commercial break, and I certainly do not want you getting into legal trouble because of what you say here on this show. So, all right, we'll be back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
So here, and we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines for the rest of the show because I'm way behind on my talking points, and I really want to get to some important stories that are yet to come. Well, as you know, Great Britain is trying to revive the Novichok story, and now that the young lady in the most recent accusation has passed away, they're out there saying, it's time for Putin's blood, it's time for Putin's blood. And again, there's no evidence to support any of this. And Don Sturgis was a known registered heroin addict. And Great Britain has had a recent problem with contaminated recreational drugs killing people, which is what this sounds like. And again, the doctors who treated the couple were not wearing chemical weapon safety suits. Nothing happened. If it had been Novichok, they would have died. It's another lie. Now, Russia's foreign ministry is out there basically accusing Great Britain of forcibly isolating the Skripals. We had that one time where Yulia was allowed to talk on TV in what was clearly a scripted statement, but they're not being allowed to see Russian diplomats, which is a severe violation of diplomatic protocol. Family members who want to come to Great Britain to visit them are being denied. I would have thought after the failure of that first one, they would have backed off. But no, those British, we're going to keep on doing the same thing over and over. Now, in the Daily Mail, there was an article, and it was written to, like, say, oh, this is terrible of them, terrible of them. But the gist of the story is that Russian companies are selling Novichok products, including themed shirts, craft beer, and vodka. And, of course, the article saying, oh, how dare they? How dare they? My point of view is different. You got to love the Russian sense of humor. Remember when they paralyzed the Donald Cook up in the Black Sea, and then they issued a commemorative coin about it? They got a great sense of humor over there in Russia. Now, Tory Member of Parliament Sarah Wollaston, who chairs the Health and Social Care Committee, basically drew a Twitter storm for basically saying that the remaining games of the World Cup should be relocated to punish Russia for this attack on British soil, which got a lot of people wondering how her health was doing. The final game is this Sunday. But let's ask a very simple question. We all know that a lot of people questioned why Russia would bother with this aged spy who is no longer politically relevant. Why would Russia attack this newer couple who were drug users and basically of no strategic value whatsoever? It doesn't make any sense. What does Putin gain from targeting these people? Absolutely nothing. It's just more of the same bovine excrement here. Meanwhile, getting on back to the World Cup, apparently Russian law enforcement has grabbed some illegal European Union-bound migrants posing as football fans, soccer fans. Apparently, they went up to Russia and said, yay, 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 yay. And, oh, we're from Europe. We're going to go on back to Europe now that the game, the games are over. Now, this is a story. A lot of people wanted me to get to this, and it's the reason why I turned the phone lines off. Donald Trump has issued a pardon to Dwight and Stephen Hammond. Now, these are the two ranchers whose case sparked an armed occupation of a national wildlife refuge up in Oregon. And they were convicted in 2012 of intentionally and maliciously setting fires on public lands. The arson crime carried a minimum prison sentence of 5 years, but a sympathetic judge said that was too much and gave him much lighter prison terms. And Trump has now issued a pardon. This is one of the things Trump has done that I agree with. And we need to remember that a lot of this land grabbing that was going on up at that Malheur refuge was tied in with the Uranium One deal. Little bit of good story. Instead of taking months, it is over and done with all 13 people who were trapped in that Thailand's cave, the Lau Luang cave, have now been brought out. Remember when it was first revealed they'd been discovered, they were in there, they were trapped. It was going to take months for the water to drain and for them to get out. And I said, just teach the kids how to scuba dive. And apparently that's what they did. And they're all out and safe now. So that's good news. Really, really good news. Okay, we're coming up here on yet another commercial break. And when we come on back, we're going to be talking about events happening in other parts of the world, the usual wrap-up with science, technology, and a lot of other good stuff like that. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're seeing so much violence all over, whether it's Portland or in front of the Supreme Court building, and it's happening all over the world. And the three big hot spots right now are Haiti, and it's a bad time to be in Haiti. There's been an increase in gasoline prices, and it's triggered mass rioting. And apparently a number of American missionaries are currently fearing for their lives, and they're unable to get out of the country because many airlines have canceled all flights in and out of the country, and they can't even get to the airport in safety. Now, the Haitians never recovered from the big quake. And all the money that was raised for Haitian relief was actually spent buying up huge amounts of property for pennies on the dollar and building luxury resorts. And so the Haitians do not look on America with fondness. In fact, I remember there was this Haitian politician very high up in their government who was out there publicly saying that the Clinton Foundation just cheated them. The Clinton Foundation raised billions of dollars for Haitian relief, and they built maybe six houses. Now, over in France, in Nantes, there's literally a battle going on between African migrants and French police. And it started when police shot a 22-year-old migrant named Abu Baker Fofana. And the riots went on for 4 days, but eased when relatives said they were filing a lawsuit. The shooting is an accident. But the worst of the riots looks like a war between police and migrants. And, of course, the third one is Portland. And this riot is over the Trump administration and immigration policies. Now, Portland has been the heart of many of these political movements since the election of President Trump, starting the day after the election in which Hillary Clinton suffered a surprise loss. And the riots in the city have been going on for months, with some particularly heated moments occurring in this month. There was a Patriot prayer rally that turned violent when members of Antifa showed up and began pelting them with firecrackers, eggs, and water bottles. And these counter-protesters were identified as the Eugene Antifa, who named their demonstration Defend PDX, Patriot Prayers, Violence Must End, except they were the ones being violent. And it is rather interesting when you get back to that gun grabber debate, where the liberals are all out there screaming about conservatives who are gun enthusiasts. We're not the violent ones. We're not out there throwing eggs at people. We're not out there saying, go confront the opposition when they're out having dinner with their family. It's the liberals who are the violent ones, and they're demonstrating it more and more. Now, down at Parkland, following the Valentine's Day massacre, there has finally been a vote by the county to provide armed guards in all schools. I certainly hope they get better protection than from the local police who just stood there and let it happen. Now, as I mentioned before when I was talking, Twitter is starting to suspend accounts. Now, they're claiming they're fake accounts. A lot of people are saying, no, that wasn't a fake account, that was my account. But they basically deleted 70 million accounts, and they took a hit on their stock because all of a sudden investors are saying their readership and their reach for advertising isn't as great as we were told. And we're starting to see that across all the corporate social media as they start shutting down YouTube channels and purging conservatives. They're losing advertisers. They're losing money. Turning to the world of computers here, there is a new ransomware out there called GandGrab 4.1. It's a ransomware. And this one is rather unique in that it not only infects modern computer operating systems, it will actually go all the way back to Windows XP and Windows 2003. So they know there's still a lot of XP machines out there. People don't want to go to Windows 10. So the ransomware continues to spread. We know this is a big, big threat to our nation's economy. It's a threat to lives when ransomware gets into hospital systems and encrypts everything, including the patient's records. The patients can't be treated unless the attending doctor or nurse is aware of any reactions they might have to medications. They could give them the wrong medicine. And yet the attitude seems to be, no big deal. Unless it's a government computer, then we'll do something. But that's why you buy, computer security software over and over and over and over and over again. Over in Great Britain, there's a new law that they just passed called the Counterterrorism and Border Security Bill. And there is a provision in there saying that viewing terrorist content online more than three times is a terrorist offense. Now, this was supposed to address a loophole in the law, which saw people stream terrorist material on websites such as YouTube without storing it on their own devices. But it's creating a problem because you have people who are looking at terrorist content who are not, in fact, terrorists, like academics, journalists, the occasional webmaster, or even just some curious people. Viewing terrorist material doesn't make you a terrorist. When I was putting up all those videos that ISIS was doing, I was putting them up to expose, they were all being faked. But under this British law, I would be considered a terrorist. And I understand what governments do when they can't do anything else, when they can't solve a problem, just make more laws. Forget that we already have laws, we'll make a new law, everything will be fine. That's what we do. We make laws. And they're not really very well thought out, are they? Now, Boeing, and this is about 4 months ago, China revealed its plan to design a hypersonic passenger airliner. And Boeing Commercial Airplanes has jumped into the race. They've unveiled plans for a Mach 5 passenger airliner. Would be capable of crossing the Atlantic Ocean in just 2 hours or the Pacific in three. That would be an absolutely amazing ride. And I hope they get it this time, because many years ago, there was actually an attempt by the United States to come up with a commercial passenger supersonic aircraft. It was called the SST program, the supersonic transport. And all the big players got in there and they put together plans, and some of the aircraft looked really beautiful. But they basically dropped on out, and Concorde came on in as the only supersonic passenger jet. And was in service for a long time until it simply got too old to maintain any longer. But it will be amazing to see a Mach 5 passenger airliner if they can actually get it done this time. Now, cosmologists have done a very interesting experiment to try and reconfirm Einstein's theory of relativity. And Einstein's theory of relativity explains why, when you drop two objects, a tiny marble and a cannonball, they hit the Earth at the same time. But they wanted a new test bed that was a little bit bigger than the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And so they basically went on out and they found a small group of mutually orbiting stars that they were tracking for a very, very long time. They're calling it the most stringent test yet, and confirmed once again, relativity is proven right. Now, it's been proven right a lot of times. The only time anybody questions relativity is when people point to relativity as a reason to question the Big Bang. But relativity is definitely real out there. And it may be the reason why we don't see alien civilizations coming to pay a visit. Because under relativity, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. And in a galaxy this large, that's a big problem. The nearest star to us is 4.5 light years away, which means it would take 4.5 years to get there at light speed, 4.5 years to get back. Now, the people on board wouldn't feel that way because of time dilation, but it does make interplanetary, interstellar travel rather tricky and difficult, unless you can find some kind of a workaround like warp drive or wormholes, which there's a theoretical basis for some of that stuff, but we haven't seen anything about it yet. Over at the FDA, as you know, they're out there sounding the alarm about the opioid epidemic, which has been fostered by all that inexpensive opium flowing in from Afghanistan, both to the street dealers and to the giant pharmaceutical corporations who have been caught financially incentivizing doctors to write prescriptions for these addictive pain killers. But the FDA, in coming up with their numbers about how bad the epidemic is, fudged the data a little bit and basically included Kratom in the calculations. Now, the FDA is saying that they consider Kratom an opioid, even though the molecule is completely different. Their rationale is that they think it binds to the same receptors as opium. But the FDA is trying to build a case to schedule Kratom because there's nothing that the giant pharmaceutical corporations hate more than an inexpensive, natural medication that can't be patented and monopolized. And that's why there's a war on Kratom. Got to protect those corporate profits. Now, down in Samoa, health authorities have called a halt to all children's vaccinations following the deaths of two toddlers. And at the request of Prime Minister Tulipa, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that. But basically, the situation comes after two children, both aged one, died mere minutes after receiving an MMR vaccination at Sofutu Hospital. And the family posted photos of the dead children on Facebook, and the story went viral around the world. But Samoa has now confiscated all the MMR vaccines and is destroying them. Now, here's a possibility. It may be a batch of MMR vaccine, which couldn't be sold here in the United States. Remember when Bayer was making this hemophiliac medication, and they were using blood harvested from prisoners who turned out to be HIV positive, and it hadn't been screened. And so the entire product line was contaminated, and it was illegal to sell that product here in the United States. Did Bayer do the right thing and destroy this medicine? No. They simply shipped it to countries where there were no laws banning the sale of anything contaminated with HIV, and they sold it there. And they gave a lot of hemophiliacs around the world AIDS. But they made money, and that's what makes it good. That's what makes it really, really good. Now, here's an interesting little story. This actually came from CNN. Apparently, there is a new study that was published yesterday. It was done up in Norway, showing that IQ scores are falling and have been for decades. And they're trying to figure out what's going on. They don't think it's genetics. They think it's something in the environment, something that is literally damaging brains in children as they grow up. Gee, I wonder how many mandatory vaccinations they have for children over there in Norway. Interesting question, I think, should be asked. Over in the Netherlands, Dutch police are trying to solve a rather bizarre crime. There's this museum of medicine in the Netherlands, and somebody stole a jar of curare from the vault there. And the jar contains a small dark block of the poison about the size of a sugar cube. And they're wondering why somebody would take it unless they're trying or they're planning a homicide. Now, for those of you who don't know, curare is a poison developed by the Amazonian tribes. It is very, very potent. They dip their blowgun darts in it when they go hunting. They'll see a monkey up in the tree. They'll hit it with the dart, and they'll just wait until the monkey falls down, and they go home to dinner. And it is very, very deadly. So I think somebody of ill purpose probably walked off with that jar. That's a little scary. Now, over at the space station, or up at the space station, rather, a Russian Progress cargo spacecraft launched to the International Space Station basically was able to achieve the rendezvous in record time. About 3 tons of food, fuel, and other supplies. The robotic Progress cargo ship lifted off from Baikonur and docked with the space station. and they're very proud of just how fast it went. And Russia is making a push to have faster rockets as they go back out into space and talk about going back to the moon. Up until recently, most rockets are meant to be as fuel efficient as possible in order to carry less fuel and leave more cargo weight. But Russia is apparently willing to trade off a little of that extra cargo for a little more speed. All right, we're coming up here now on a commercial break here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these words from our sponsor. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And Sarah Palin is back in the news. And she's back in the news because she got taken advantage of. And this has to do with comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, who's got a new Showtime series, Who is America? And apparently the producers of the show contacted Sarah Palin through a speaker's bureau and invited her to honor American vets and contribute to a Showtime historical documentary. So Sarah Palin and her daughter flew across the country, where Cohen had disguised himself as a disabled U.S. veteran, fake wheelchair and all. And Sarah Palin was trying to be respectful because the guy's in the wheelchair. But as Cohen got more and more derogatory about the military and middle-class Americans, finally it reached a point where Sarah Palin just took off the mic and walked on out. And she's very angry at being duped this way, and I absolutely empathize. But she's calling on Showtime, its parent company CBS, and Cohen to donate any profits from the episode to a veterans group. And Showtime has no comment when they were contacted about the story. That really is very underhanded. And I know Sacha Baron Cohen is very popular in Great Britain, which is his home. I've not had a lot of love for him, except when he did the voice of King Julian in Madagascar, which he did actually do a good job on that. Alrighty, getting on back to local news, the Hawaiian volcano is still growing each day. Somebody just sent me a wonderful photo taken from a passenger jet at altitude looking down on the lava field. The lava channel coming out of Fissure 8 is now showing some breakouts. It's starting to basically wander out of the channel into other areas, which fortunately already have lava all over them, so it's not really a big problem. Again, no deaths, but over 600 homes have been destroyed. Fissure 8 has produced a new cone that's about a little over 200 feet tall and growing every single day. And up at Kilauea, they're still having these collapses of the Helamaumau crater and of Kilauea itself, and they're producing the equivalent of a magnitude 5 earthquake for the people who live in that area. Also here in Hawaii, Hawaii has now banned most sunscreens in an effort to save the coral reefs. And Hawaii has banned certain sunscreens with ingredients which have been found to be harmful to the coral. And that's a good thing to do. And I'll tell you why. I've seen a lot of coral in my travels. And I remember down in Fiji, they were just absolutely dead gray, and we don't need that here in Hawaii. So I agree with this decision. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at my website. Share it with everybody that you know. Talk to them face-to-face. Use email, phone calls. It's time to get off the corporate social media. It's being turned into Hillary's 2020 propaganda machine, and we need to basically just pull the plug on that and their advertisers. Anyway, have yourself a good evening, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.